It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello.
Well, hello. Good morning. Good morning to everybody except people that wouldn't trade the number one pick in the draft for Ben Simmons. Boy,
I just put it in the chat. I love how this, like, hypothetical trade that's never going to happen has just, like, taken over. It really has, right? Like, that's everybody's new favorite thing. It's the Ben Simmons tracker that we all have apparently downloaded onto our phones. We track every move of Ben on whether or not it will be a good or bad trade, depending on how he plays at any given millisecond in a playoff game.
What I enjoy.
Boy, that was a lot for me to say.
It was.
Really early. I'm sorry.
Morning,
thank you.
You're ready to go.
Coffee's kicked in, man.
You're preparing for hosting duties tomorrow.
That's right.
Look at you.
And other duties. Like I said, coffee's kicked in.
What I have come to enjoy on social media especially is the amount of how personal people, like,
yeah.
Oh my God. Yesterday, somebody posted stats on Luke Walton. Because, you know, every coach is getting fired. Of course, that means that the Kings should have fired Luke Walton. And I'm not here to, well, I guess I technically am here to discuss that. That's my job, but that's not where we're going today. And here's the tweet. Luke Walton is the 11th longest tenured head coach in the NBA. True.
He's coached two seasons.
In five seasons,
Walton. I mean, two in Sacramento, but.
Right, exactly. 11th longest tenure.
Got it.
In five seasons, Walton has a 41% winning percentage. In two seasons with the Kings, he's won 43% and failed to improve our winning percentage. He has zero playoff appearances. And we'll make more money than potential rookie of the year Tyrese Halliburton. Now, these are all true stats. 100%. None of them are lies.
No.
So I quote tweeted it and said, Luke Walton, second best winning percentage in Sacramento Kings history.
See, that's your favorite one. You love leading with that one just because you know it triggers people, don't you?
It should. It's a wonderful statistic. Only coach, acting or otherwise, to have a 39-4 stretch. Developed every Kings first rounder he's had into a top three rookie of the year finisher. Third youngest coach in the NBA. All facts. Indisputable.
Ooh, there were some fun Laker ones you could have thrown in there, too, to really set ablaze socials.
Indisputable facts.
I'm sure you got nobody commenting on that, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that just went right by everybody on their timelines as they're scrolling.
My guy, John. About to start having to call you Camel Dave with all this water you're carrying. You know half these stats are disingenuous AF. Bringing up a Warrior winning streak? What a crock.
I love John, but I don't know if there is someone on socials that is more easily triggered.
I'm with you. In King's Twitter, there is no one you want angry at you less than John. I consider John a friend. John's a friend.
John's great. I love John. Like I said, but he's so triggered so quick.
And he'll get it in his teeth, and he'll just go.
And grind. Mm-hmm.
And he plays dirty, too, by the way. John does not care. Like, John takes good pictures, also plays dirty. And I'm like, John, I didn't. You know, sometimes I'll DM him and be like, John. But
I'm trolling, but like not trolling, right. But also like really trolling.
Right. Like, come on.
I'm just
John.
Having fun.
But the whole Luke, it's like, look, on this very show, we said they should probably replace the coach. Talked about it. Held polls all year long.
All polls. Polls everywhere.
Polls everywhere.
But long polls and short polls.
But he's here right now. We think not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere right now. Okay, like get the idea that these coaches are becoming available now. The Kings are going to move. Like it's not happening. Like,
it's a very similar thing with the Ben Simmons thing. Nobody's trading for Ben Simmons.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Although I kind of want it to happen.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things I want to happen that are going to happen.
I want to happen just to see everything burn.
Also, at some point, we don't have to do it today or anytime soon. Can we discuss the number of trophies in hockey?
Huh.
There's like a million of them.
We should play a contest to see how many we can name that, like what they're for.
Well, I can't do that now because I've spent like the last 20 minutes educating myself. I should host it.
Yeah, you should absolutely. I'll play. There's like the Norris Trophy and the Conn Smythe Trophy and the Stanley Cup Trophy.
Okay, the Stanley Cup everyone knows. Do you know the? Okay, let's just for fun. Do you know the two conference title trophies?
The Wanamaker and
no, Brad Wanamaker plays in the NBA.
The Larry O'B.
Okay, so funny enough that you say that, they used to have an O'Brien trophy. It was last awarded in 1950, but they have four team trophies. They have the President's Trophy, which goes to the team with the best overall record in the regular season.
Okay.
That's right. They have a regular season trophy.
That's awesome.
The Western Conference Playoff Trophy is the Clarence S. Campbell Bowl.
Oh, because I think the Western Conference used to be called the Campbell Conference.
Yeah, now it's just the Campbell. You win the Campbell Bowl if you win the Western Conference.
The Campbell.
If you win the Eastern Conference, you win the Prince of Wales Trophy.
So, like Prince Charles. That's who he is. That's Prince Charles.
You win Prince Charles's trophy if you win the East.
Wow.
And then, of course, you win Thy Lord Stanley Cup if you are the champion at the end of the postseason. But yeah, there's the Hart Memorial, the Lady Bing.
Lady Bing.
Bing, Vezina, the Calder Memorial, the Art Ross, the James Norris Memorial, the Conn Smythe, as you said.
Yeah, which one's the Conn Smythe? What's
the
that
Conn
for?
Smythe is awarded to the MVP for his team in the playoffs, named after coach and team owner Conn Smythe.
Yeah, wow. Knew that one.
Oh, the great Victor Hedman won that last year with Tampa. There's the Bill Masterson Memorial. There's the Ted Lindsay, the Jack Adams, the Frank J. Selk, the William M. Jennings, the King Clancy.
You know what's hilarious?
The Rocket Richard. I want to win that.
What? Yeah. My dog would win that. Trust me. The Red Rocket Richard. Here's the thing. What's funny is that 94% of names in hockey are not pronounceable, yet all those trophy names are.
Yeah.
Except you had some trouble with Lady Bing, but they're all pronounceable.
The Rocket Richard. That's awarded to the top goal scorer in the regular season.
I took home the Rocket Richard.
Like, don't you want to be able to say that if you're a hockey player? Like, there's my Rocket Richard over there on the mantle.
I mean, that could have multiple connotations.
I understand that.
So it'll be you and Matt tomorrow.
Rocket Richard will not be making an appearance.
No, well, you don't know that. Maybe perhaps with tomorrow with either with a really good guest or not.
There is a guest that will be on one of these two shows in the next, I would say 48 hours.
I'm just saying if he's not on the show tomorrow on this show, if he's on the other show, then that's going to be a fun story to tell on Monday. That is good. That is honestly, like, think about it. Take yourself out of the equation. Think about it from my perspective. That's going to be a fun story to tell.
I don't know why it's that fun.
No, that will be that will be a blast. Well, why wasn't he on this show? Well,
because they found out long ago.
Yeah.
Whoa. Holiday Road today, huh?
That's where we're going. Getting done with the show.
Going to see Wally?
I was looking at some of those lines yesterday to get in.
On the old app?
Yeah. No. Like video, people taking video of lines.
You don't have the line app?
Oh, I absolutely do.
You didn't look it up yesterday to see what they were looking like?
Oh, it's actually my most used app right now over the last 2 weeks. I got the app always ready to go on my phone. Weirdly enough, yesterday's lines were the lowest they've been all week. Something weird.
So today or the next couple days will be the highest.
I mean, we're going on a weekend.
Yeah, good
luck. We're going on a weekend 3 days after they reopened the world. No one's wearing masks.
Dave with a no mask, Mickey hat.
My wife did finally say yesterday, because I've been whining about it all week. She said, you know, if you want, we're staying 5 minutes from the park. You can just Uber back to the house and I'll hang with the kids. And I immediately was like, I wouldn't do that.
Do not take that bait.
And then, like, inside, I'm like, oh, my God. I would absolutely do that.
Don't take the bait.
And then I realized, yeah, exactly. I'm not taking the bait. I know what the hell that is. That's a, oh no, if you think that's the right decision, you should do it. So 3 days at Disneyland. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
Alrighty. Woof. We've got a big show. Yesterday was the drunkest day in NBA history, perhaps, and I still don't know what the hell is going on.
I can give you some insight. I know everything.
Bay Area baseball just doesn't stop winning. And ladies and gentlemen, Tom Morton hanging out is going to join us for a U.S. Open talk at 7:35. Sam Amick, the most powerful man in the NBA, will join us at 8:05.
Fire of all.
And Angie Ashby, city council person, soon to be hopefully state senator. She's going to join us on big news about old Arco and maybe some bigger news down the road, too. We'll see. We're going to ask her. A lot of fun today. We'll start it off next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
How about the Atlanta Hawks, folks? Philadelphia was ahead by 26 points, and this Atlanta Hawks team that believes, never gave up, came all the way back, and they defeat the mighty Philadelphia 76ers 109-106. Atlanta leads the series 3-2, and they will have a chance now to wrap this up and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals on Friday night here at State Farm Arena in Atlanta.
Gross.
You ever see, like, videos online where they show a dog or cats watching a ping pong ball, ping pong game, and their heads go back and forth?
Yes.
And super cute. I feel like that's how all NBA fans are this playoffs.
Yeah.
Because here's a storyline. Oop, it got crushed. Okay, now that's the storyline. Wait, nope, that got crushed. I'm now going to try to figure out how to ride this wave. So Utah is going to win game 6 in L.A., and Philly's going to win game 6 in Atlanta. That's how it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be that way.
I feel like the NBA the last several days has been playing a game within itself of, can you top this?
Right.
You know, I mean, you got CP3 going into protocol. Kawhi and the Clippers. Ah, hold on. Hold our beer.
Yeah.
You know, and then New Orleans comes out. We're going to fire Stan Van Gundy. Washington, hold our beer.
Sure.
And then Dallas comes in yesterday. Hold our beers.
All of them.
The Bucks blow a huge lead on Tuesday. The Sixers come in on Wednesday. Hold my beer.
Hold my keg.
Gosh.
And boy, is Ben Simmons the focal point of... It's like he listens to the show.
Ben does listen to the show. That's
obviously.
We tracked him.
Now, what was our big worry coming into this game for Philadelphia? It was Joel Embiid losing after going 0 of 12 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
12 of 20, 11 of 13 from the line, 37 points, 13 boards, 5 assists, 4 blocks, 2 steals. That's a great game from Joel Embiid. That's why I do think Philly's going to... This extends the series. I'm not ready to go,
That's not over.
Atlanta figured it out. No, this was a crushing choke from Philadelphia. 40-19... The Sixers were outscored by the Hawks in the fourth on their home floor.
They were up by, I think, 26 at one point in the first half, 24 at some point in the third quarter. They were up 10 with less than 5 minutes to go.
What the heck? The starters for the Hawks, plus minus. Not that this is a great stat, but it's still fun. -3, -8, -6, -10, -23. The bench for the Hawks.
Who was the -23?
That would be Kevin Werder. Plus 13, plus 12, plus 13, plus 31. That's Lou Williams, was the bench for the Hawks. Lou Williams was plus 31 in 23 minutes. That's pretty impressive. So today's poll question.
Is Lou Williams the greatest player in NBA history?
Oh, no, it's not. No.
Damn it.
That's not.
Is he?
Buddy Hield and the Sacramento Kings first round pick this year, assuming they pick where they should. For Ben Simmons, do you do it? I'm curious to see what
Buddy in the first for
Buddy
Ben Simmons?
Buddy in this year's first. Not the one. Let's assume it's...
The eight.
What are they supposed to pick? Eight? Is that it?
Buddy in the eight for Ben Simmons? Yeah. That's robbery.
Watch the poll.
I don't want to watch anyone's poll today.
Watch what happens.
Not really into poll watching.
Mm-hmm.
Not my thing.
Nuance is always J. Mars. Number two.
Leading off. Cut number two.
A couple of jab steps for George. He's going one-on-one. He'll rise over the top. He got the foul called. He put it in. Paul George, the 18-footer is true. And a three-point play for PG-13.
Playoff P.
I was so happy for him last night. He took so much flack in the bubble last year. He's taken flack earlier in the playoffs this year. Because I like Paul George. I think Paul George is a good dude. I think he's a great player. And it was nice to see with Kawhi out, him really rise to the occasion, so to speak, step up last night and just... He carried the Clippers in Utah last night.
100%. Bojan Bogdanović with 32. Do they call him Boye?
Boye?
Like, there's Bogdan is Bogey.
Yeah, I know. I
Bojan
get the reference.
Would be Boye.
It's funny because it sounds so similar to Bogey.
Right.
You have to really emphasize the Y.
Boye Bogdanović.
Boye Bogues.
Florida State's Terrence Mann with a huge dunk on Rudy Gobert, 13 points in 26 minutes. Here's the deal. I'm stat reading right now. It was
the fact that Terrence Mann went from, you know, what he was in a Field of Dreams to an NBA player at his age is amazing.
Just unbelievable. Paul George, have a night. The Kawhi-less Clippers beat the Utah Jazz. They take a 3-2 lead coming back home. That game will be Friday night. No status update I've seen on Kawhi Leonard as far as playing. Not, you know, just that he's out indefinitely. Has Kawhi Leonard been holding the Clippers back?
Absolutely.
I mean,
hey, tell me the last time they lost to Utah in the semifinals this season.
Can't.
Thank you.
Can't. Number three.
Leading off, cut number three.
Trevino's pitch is swung on, tapped down the third baseline, rolling, and Lou has it, fires to first, and in time, and the game is over. Great play by Trevino, bouncing off the mound toward the third baseline on the dribbler by Upton. He fires a strike to Matt Olson, and the A's close out an 8-1 homestand. They sweep the Angels in this three-game series.
I mean, hey now.
Hey, low now.
The Oakland Athletics. You heard the lovely and talented friend of the show, Ken Korak, there.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful man. Ken's a beautiful man.
43-27 are the A's. 2.5 game lead on the Astros. I believe the Idol Astros, I think. I got to check on
that. Yeah, I think how they got the
idle.
Half game.
The Giants pick up a game on the Dodgers as they continue to dominate as well. Bay Area baseball, dude.
At its finest right now.
It really is. The Giants have the best record in the National League. They are tied with the White Sox for the best record in the American League. Great series going on. White Sox have taken the first two from the Tampa Bay Rays. Those are the two best teams in the AL. And there the A's just one game back of the Giants and White Sox for best record in baseball. It is definitely... Guys, been really interesting. The Diamondbacks have lost, 21 road games in a row?
So, we'll get to that in three for Mass. They've lost 22 in a row. 22. They are looking to break a record today, friend.
Hey. Hey. It's those Giants.
The Diamondbacks suck.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Hey, you know, the Angels also, going back to days, the Angels are just trash.
Which is hilarious, considering...
everything.
Right. Well, the Diamondbacks are going to try to break that streak at 12:45 this afternoon against Kevin Gausman.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with
that. You know
that.
Those Diamondbacks that are so good at hitting the ball. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Idle Athletics today. Also later today, we'll talk about Jacob DeGrom. That's getting.
The A's moved to Idle?
Huh?
They relocated to Idle?
Yeah, Idle, Iowa. Jacob DeGrom left again. I believe that's his second straight start. He's left early with arm issue. This time, I think it was his shoulder.
MVP.
And then MVP. Remind me at some point today, I completely forgot about this, Trevor Bauer yelled at me yesterday.
He yelled at you specifically?
Yeah, specifically me. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Trevor Bauer and I had a brief exchange on Twitter yesterday.
Who won?
I don't know if there's any winners or losers. He was bitching about the...
foreign substances?
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, Trevor, you could try to not cheat. And he sent me a video and a comment and a question.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
Ed Crane with the news. We'll get a U.S. Open update. And, hey, the NBA had a day. We haven't even talked about the Rookie of the Year. I haven't even talked about it.
Well, we weren't on air when it got announced.
No, I'm just saying so far today, we're 26 minutes into the show.
Too much fires to put out.
We'll do all that right after this.
When management finally gets tired and just gives up, the Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
I want to be careful here because it's a very serious, serious topic. And I don't want to be guy making fun of a very serious situation. But according to the Sacramento Bee, we are now officially broadcasting from a tent city. Did you see this article? This article was just sent to me.
No.
That with COVID and everything, a lot of hotels evicting homeless folks, that they have been directed by city police to Commerce Circle. And anyone who works here knows that.
Yes.
FYI, in case you don't know, KCK broadcast from Commerce Circle. So if you drive around the block here, or it's kind of a rectangle, it's not a circle. It's literally it's a city. It is RV after RV after truck after truck after whatever. And listen, if you're sitting there going, yeah, well, sorry, dude, you have to drive past this poor. Listen, I'm not. I got you. Totally.
We are reporting.
We're reporting, not complaining. Tis what it is. And I'm a guy who found a used. Well, something you don't want to find used. Something you really don't want to find that's been already used when I was coming in here the other day. There's certainly paraphernalia, let's say, around. Which
when you pulled in, was the fire truck still in the...
Yeah, no, I was asked that too, but it sure does smell like barbecue in here.
It's
smoky.
I'm pretty sure across in the field there was a fire this morning that they were putting out.
Well, and that's, that. You know, they talk about this area and the rivers right over there and many, many fires that have been started from the encampments. The water is, how do I say this? The river is an outhouse at this point.
It's contaminated?
Yes. I don't know what the, I don't know. I way too far. You know, we've had Mayor Steinberg on the show many times. I don't know.
Above our pay grade. How about that?
Very much above our. And I wish, you know, listen. I mean, let's be honest. No business wants to operate in the middle of a homeless tent city.
Yeah.
Nobody's like, hey, you know what I want to do? At the same time. Well, I can't say nobody wants to be homeless. I don't know. I'm not everybody in the entire world. Pretty sure most people don't want to be homeless. And driving past homeless people and finding things is not greater than sign being homeless.
Right.
So, you know, there's that mixture of empathy and also wish there was. I don't know what the solution. I don't know what the solution is. And I kind of feel for, you know, and I know there's probably people too that are like, no, stupid. Here's the solution. Well, okay. I mean, I guess. Well,
on that note, David.
Yeah.
From tents to tees.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away.
Oh, I thought you meant T-E-A-S-E.
No,
like,
no.
I teased something.
T-E-E-S. And what do you do with those tees?
Well, I let you know that our U.S. Open coverage is presented by Frank Cockrell at Retirement Security Centers. Birdie, your financial future at Frank on the Radio at rscenters.com and by Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality. The U.S. Open Golf Tournament begins. Finally, it's here. And we're going to have Tom Morton from Hagen Oaks. I went out and saw him yesterday. He's going to join us in just about an hour.
Did he turn you into Tiger?
I'll tell you something, dude. He every time I wish I could just bring Tom. If I was rich enough, I'd love to just like bring Tom along whenever I play golf, because he just does the one thing. And within the first 5 minutes I see him, I'm like, oh yeah. Anyways, we're going to talk about what's going on out there, and he's going to weigh in on the U.S. Open and also weigh in on the Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau not pairing. where that goes.
The feud the Open doesn't want you to see.
Right. The list of guys that are favorites from John Rahm to Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau. I'm just reading the list here of their favorites. Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Victor Hovland. We're going to have to get some picks in here at some point. At least two or three guys. You know, the sports books are heavily, heavily encumbered right now by Phil Mickelson. He is a huge risk for them. There's a lot of money at Phil. I think at 50-1, something like that.
Really?
And they stand to lose tens of millions of dollars should he win. I think that's a sucker's bet. He's not winning the U.S. Open.
Do you think he top 10 finish?
No.
You think the tour championship was just a complete?
Just happens. Now listen, that being said, sure, could he catch lightning in a bottle again? Probably. But U.S. Open's a whole different story.
Torrey Pines is his home course.
U.S. Open's a different animal. Let me read what they say about Phil Mickelson. He's 0-29 at the U.S. Open. It's the only major he lacks.
You know what? But we were talking about context when it comes to stats earlier. He's also finished second like six times.
San Diego, as you mentioned, his hometown, but he hasn't particularly liked the South course since it was redesigned in 2001. It'll be his seventh attempt at completing the career Grand Slam. And one note about our very own Cameron Champ. The 26-year-old will be making his third start in the U.S. Open. He tied for 32nd at Erin Hills in 17, missed the cut in 2020.
Does it – Torrey Pines, correct me if I'm wrong, last time the U.S. Open was there was 08, Tiger. Was that the same year he had, like, the busted ACL that he won?
Wait, was what?
So the last time the U.S. Open was at Torrey Pines was in 08. Was Tiger won. Was that the same – tournament that he won on the busted ACL?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, we were talking about that.
Does it kind of make you sad Tiger's not there this weekend?
100%. Of course it does. Of course it does. I absolutely would. From the 916, Dave, why the obsession with point guards? Luka, Ben Simmons. We have De'Aaron and Tyrese. Because right now Luka and Ben Simmons are better than both De'Aaron and Tyrese.
It's a good explanation. I like that.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way, but that's how they are. And by the way, Ben Simmons deserves to be crapped on for yesterday's whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, I'm not here for the narrative, though, that every time he does have a not great game, like, see?
Yeah.
He's awful. Well,
that's the world we're in. That's the world we're in.
Like, come on,
and the
man.
Problem is you're never going to see Ben Simmons go, 42, 20, and 15 to switch it around. What he'll do is just have,
Really good game.
A 20-game stretch where, he's pretty much averaging a triple-double and playing all-league defense. It's like,
it's not fun.
24-point lead the Sixers blew yesterday. Well, I mean, good for the 24-point lead. That was fun, but not fun for the Sixers at all. The Jazz, without Kawhi Leonard, just...
The Clippers, too, without him.
And then tonight,
real quick though on the Jazz series, and this isn't getting enough attention because of Kawhi being out and Mitchell having the ankle issues. They're missing Mike Conley so bad.
Oh, absolutely!
Like nobody that's a storyline that's not getting enough attention. Like your all-star point guard hasn't been playing, and it's like nobody talks about it because it's Mike Conley.
And I don't want to blame the injuries because who knows? But Donovan Mitchell, to your point, also. Not right. Listen, Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell have ouchies. That's not going to bode well for the team.
No.
And really,
you have two all-stars in your backcourt are hurt.
Yeah. And when you think about it, if you count Chris Paul's COVID situation as an injury, am I right in thinking the Hawks and the Bucks are the only teams not affected by injury right now?
The Hawks lost DeAndre Hunter. It's not on the same.
That's right.
It's not the same magnitude, but he's a starter. Yes. He's a really good defender.
Okay, so they've got to start. So we're looking at what, the Bucks?
The Bucks are the healthiest team. Well, we've also forgot the Nets with Kyrie and Harden. They're out.
That's what I'm saying.
The Bucks are really the only healthy team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
bananas.
That's where it's at right now.
Did you see LeBron go off about that yesterday?
LeBron, listen, I've defended LeBron, and I still listen. Full stop. I think LeBron's a top five greatest player of all time. I think LeBron is easily a top five greatest off-court accomplisher of all time when it comes to the things he's done in his communities. I very, very, very much defend LeBron James, and I like him. But LeBron has turned into a cranky old bastard lately. And LeBron's comments yesterday about injuries, LeBron's comments about, you know, I predicted all these injuries. You know what?
To be fair, he was the one very vocal about the start of the season being too early.
If only LeBron had access to a meeting or something where they make these decisions. I mean, if only he was a vice president in the Players Association. You know, if only LeBron hadn't been instrumental in putting the bubble together last year when a lot of players didn't even want to play because of COVID. Like, there's receipts, LeBron, where you can't push for something and then be like, oh, yeah, dude, I told you. And you also, you don't have to insert yourself into every news cycle, LeBron. You really don't have to insert yourself into every news cycle, dude.
I mean, when you're a brand like LeBron, isn't that kind of the game, though?
But that's the thing. He's playing like it's a game. You don't have to do it. You can.
But that's, I think he is
not only do you not come off well, you come off as disingenuous. And that's a problem for me. I know we got to go. Because what happens is we take his dumb basketball takes when he has them or something dumb like yesterday. And then all of a sudden that bleeds into things like, hey, LeBron, what else were you wrong about off the court? Stick to basketball. Stick to sports. Don't give him fuel, dude. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right. Top of the hour. Coming up in a few minutes. And at the top of the hour, we'll do Soundgarden, followed by 3 for Madness. In the meantime, let's get back into those playoffs, the recaps. And really, let's step away from the playoffs for a second and talk about what the hell happened in the NBA yesterday. Because a lot happened. We just need to run through it.
Can we just call those the offs?
Yeah, you think? We'll do all that right after this.
Like a radio cockroach, you just can't get rid of them, no matter how hard you try. Back to the Carmichael Dave Show.
Yeah, that's our guy, John. Just talking to on fine. Checking our the beginning of the show out.
What happened? I'm sorry.
Nothing.
I just realized I've had a big brain fart this week.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'll amend it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I'll Damon Amenda Lar in it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, was it bad?
And not that bad. Not anything that's going to come back on us. Put it that way.
Okay.
If it does we'll still come, have jobs. So.
If it does come back on anyone, it would just come back on you, right?
I will take full responsibility.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what matters. All right. Welcome back in. That's Jay Mars for a limited time only. Don't forget, he and Matthew George. Didn't somebody made a joke about Matt George the other day? Was it you?
No, it was you.
No, somebody made a joke about Matt George and, God, something like how he was as thin as a needle.
That was me.
That was you, right?
Yeah, I said he was the, nope, not going to
say it. No, don't do it on it. I just remembered why you said it. Matt and
has
Jay.
Has that been getting around?
Jay and Matt. No. I just remembered it for some reason.
Yeah. It was a really good joke,
it
by
was
the way.
A great joke.
Now not that, appropriate
now
for the
that
air.
I remember it. Jay Mars and Matt will lead you off tomorrow as I will be getting COVID in Los Angeles, Anaheim, as a matter of fact. I'll be getting the Orange County variant.
Yeah, that's called the Anna Slime variant.
Uh-huh. So looking forward to that. And,
COVID Dave COVID coming Dave. To a that's, bed near you.
That is me. That is going to happen. So yesterday was one. Normally stuff does not break during this show. It always makes us angry. Yeah, like, come on. Break something during the show. Yesterday, minutes before we came on the air, Chris Paul, it was announced, is in COVID protocol and his status for the start of the Western Conference Finals up in the air. On any given day, that is your top story of the day in the NBA and perhaps in sports.
Right. It's one of those breaking news that, you know, it's just this one story is going to dominate headlines all day long.
Then,
there's more.
Minutes later, maybe a half hour later, something like that.
It was in the 6 a.m. hour,
yes.
Right?
Kawhi Leonard, turns out he suffered a knee injury at the end of game 5. His status, he was out for last night's game.
Mm-hmm.
And his status for the remainder of the series is in question.
Well, I think the playoffs now, because they're speculating it could be an ACL injury.
Right.
By the way, don't you love that they're speculating it could be an ACL injury?
Sure,
it's either
is
or isn't.
Now, on any given day, that's the top story. But wait. I'm trying to do this in order here. Then we find out that, thanks in part to Sam Amick's comments on this very show weeks ago.
That's the real story.
Do we still have
way.
That clip somewhere, by the way?
Yeah, it's okay. Somewhere. Okay. I could, if I know the date, I can find it.
And Stan Van Gundy is out after one season as coach of the New Orleans Pelicans.
I think Sam was positioning for the job.
Oh, I think so. Then, and what in so far is like the least biggest news story, which still would have been a huge news story, it wasn't that the Wizards fired Scott Brooks, local guy, or that he quit. They couldn't come to an agreement on a deal?
Which, you know, always happens with a head coach of a current team, that their deal expires.
I mean,
because it's never the deal expires and they're in or they're out. There's always this long negotiation. That was so strange to me. Like, what's the real story
there? Yeah, exactly. That's just the new parting of ways, probably.
Yeah, you know what? Have you noticed that recently with a lot of coaches? It's been mutually parting ways with the organization.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, are we all just trying to save face here? We know damn well there's no mutual parting of the ways.
Someone got fired. Okay, so, wow, what a crazy day. And but, wait.
There's more?
A guy who's been in the Dallas Mavericks front office for a quarter of a century.
Which is a long time, basketballically speaking.
Who is really, when you think about it, NBA royalty, the son of Don Nelson, Donnie Nelson.
It's a good bloodline for the NBA.
And Sam Amick's second strike of the week, a report coming out just 2 days prior, talking about the influence of a sports gambler.
Not Kenny Rogers.
Turned front office guy.
Named Bob.
Named Bob. So there's that. Oh, and then we actually got to basketball last night. In which, in one game, you have the Philadelphia 76ers and the Atlanta Hawks in Philly. And Philly was up 18 here, 24 there, 19 there. Big lead going into the fourth. Big lead in the fourth. And they proceed to absolutely collapse. On a list of playoff game collapses, when you think about how long the NBA has been around, and that's probably a top 10 collapse.
Yeah, I give you that.
That's pretty impressive. And Ben Simmons had to be pulled off the floor because he can't make a free throw.
Right. Soon to be king, Ben Simmons.
That's right. Okay.
There's more.
Well, golly. Then you've got the Kawhi Leonard-less Clippers going into Utah, the number one seed. Well, no way they win that. Oh, wait, they won the game.
Kawhi, they do them like that.
Yet, no.
Yeah.
Yesterday, no. Yesterday was the upside down.
Can I ask you this? Is there any league in pro sports around the world? I'm not just talking about here in the United States. I mean in the world that could bury their own playoffs with off-court news the way the NBA does.
And you know, if you're the NBA too, I know you can't say we don't want any announcements on playoff during the playoffs. But I don't know, maybe on off days or something. I don't know, something.
Not even just an off day. Can you spread out the news a little bit?
But right, but also, like, and we're just talking because there were three firings yesterday with Brooks, Van Gundy, and Nelson.
Here's the crazy thing about the Nelson firing was agreed to on Sunday, apparently.
And came out yesterday?
Like, why did you have to throw that? Did they just see, like, the news cycle going crazy? And they're like, oh, if we throw this out here now, no one's going to notice. Because everyone noticed.
Right. I don't. Listen, I don't like the whole hyperbole thing where it's like, this is the craziest thing ever. Like, no. I just don't remember any sort. Like, you've had crazier days in the NBA.
Sure.
But those days are always preceded by words like trade deadline. Or end of the season.
Free agency opens.
Right.
Correct.
This was just a Wednesday.
You chose violence.
You chose Wednesday violence. It was pump day. They jacked everyone out of there. And I'm like,
really? My Kawhi joke can't land, but it's pump day on Wednesday?
Jesus. Yeah, pump and dump.
Yeah, I got it. I just think you take too many liberties.
No. The problem with the Kawhi thing was not that it's just that, like, it's like me.
It landed perfectly.
Okay, Kawhi, dude. Didn't you do the thing is the why the chicken cross the road joke of the NBA.
Guess what? And why the chicken cross the road, still a very relevant joke.
No, everyone's heard it, though.
But it doesn't mean everyone. It doesn't matter. Everyone's heard of The Office. It's still, like, the most popular show on Peacock.
As the kids say. I don't think they say that on the air. As the kids say,
sorry, peacock.
You, it's played, dude. So I'm here. I'm here for all of it. The NBA is such a fun, wacky, weird league.
Like, most dumpster fires are talked about in the negative connotation. Not the NBA. The NBA is like the dumpster fire everybody wants to jump in. It's weird.
It is weird. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, let's get to the top of the hour. Soundgarden. Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, is quoted because that's who I want to hear from. Bill Belichick. Hey, has he congratulated Tom Brady yet for a Super Bowl win? That's asked. And why doesn't Ravens coach John Harbaugh want anyone filming Lamar Jackson? We've got all these answers for you next.